Okay, now Colossians chapter 2 now then. Colossians chapter 2, when I look it up, and because chapter 2 is more focused on the heresy, so like legalism and Gnosticism, because the angels worshiping is come from the Gnosticism, and I think Pastor, you mentioned about the asceticism, is it? Something like that? Asceticism. Is that a asceticism? You know, we can oppress our desire. So we can achieve that our life to be holy. You know, like a second century and third century, the monastery kind of, you know, the cultures kind of a spread, because the people they want themselves to be separate from the world, so they want to seeking for holiness. So that, you know, at that time, so the idea is come from the Gnosticism, and some of the other group is like they want to, since we are evil, less fun. So evil for evil, you know, continue seeking for evil. What do you call that one, sir? You know, seeking enjoyment, physical enjoyment, their life. Hedonism, yes. So all this is the kind of, you know, the branched out come from the Gnosticism. But we can see that these kind of the heresies. And we can, we have to be aware. It sounds like asceticism. It sounds is good because we can be holy ourselves, force our body to oppress our desire, separate from the world and ourselves. But this is not what God wants us to do. What God wants us to do really let us to into the world, into the city. But we fight for the evil, and also we can preach the gospel to shine the light to the people who need God's help. So it's very against actually God's will. And before the close, first I will mention that about the worshiping the angels. It sounds very humble, you know, because we are evil, as with the flesh, evil, how we can reach to God, we can pray to God, how we can worship to God. So we need the between God and us as angel, as that we can worship, and we can, through the angel, our will to reach to God, and worshiping in that way. Just like a Catholic, Virgin Mary is the one between God and God and them, so they can pray to Virgin Mary, so it reached to God. So the Virgin Mary turned to be like a worshiping object. We know that, you know. So it is a wrong idea, which is against God's will. And also the the legalism or kind of a Jewish their understanding. It is not the right way, because when Jesus came to this world, he actually abolished all the laws. So how he abolished, he completed. So he abolished the laws. Something like, have you experienced when you go, drive yourself the main way, sometimes some kind of a distance they blocking in the way to detour to the reach to the main road, but because of constructions. And once the main way construction is finished, then no longer have a detour. If you push yourself to the drive to the detour, then your car will have a big trouble. Is it make sense? Pretty much once the main road is finished, the constructions, and then the detour, most of the freeway detour tend to be disconnected. They just remove the part of, so do not let people go detour. But if we keep pushing ourselves to detour, then you're kind of bottom, there's some problem then. Because it's hit the rocks in a way to... Same thing like... Because when Jesus came to this world, accomplish, finish up everything for the Old Testament. No longer we stay in the past, which is the Old Testament. But here, people, we still have to follow the, you know, Moses' laws. We still have to follow the, all the rituals, you know, all the you know, things that we used to do before. So this is, once we continue to follow, then when other people point you, you know, you're Christians, you're doing this wrong and doing that wrong, they can find out what we're doing wrong according to the Moses' laws. Then actually we ourselves stay in the Moses' law. But we actually, Jesus accomplished everything. We don't have to be in the Moses, like a circumcision. Here the chapter 2, here the Paul mentioned about the circumcision. Circumcisions, well, the Pastor Huang mentioned that if they do it, they do it. There's no anything related with the spiritual issues. Because of the ancestors, they do it. So maybe because, you know, the generation to generation, they do. So not you do it, you do it. Nothing wrong. Whatever you do, not to do, it's not anything related with our faith, any salvations. So no, nothing related. In Old Testaments, clearly mentioned that it is this law for forever. It mentioned. Let's look at the one Exodus before we go on. Not Exodus, sorry, Genesis 17. Because Exodus is close to Genesis, it confused. Genesis chapter 17, 12 and 13. And every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised. Throughout your generation, a servant who is born in the house or who is bought with the money from any foreigners who is not of your descendants. 13, a servant who is born in your house or who is bought with the money shall surely be circumcised. Thus shall my covenant be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. So here you mentioned that it is as everlasting covenant. It is throughout the whole generation, generation to generation. I think this maybe a verse, I think a Jewish maybe continue seeking for it. We have to do it, the circumcisions. But here the Paul, Colossians chapter 2, clearly defined that. And Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, and in him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in a baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. You have to see the clearly here, the circumcisions made without hands. What here is that Paul mentioned about the circumcisions without hands? What is it? In this verse telling us. Is a baptism. So baptism is the same functions as a circumcision in the New Testament. So we establish a covenant. That's why you have noticed a true church, when you become a children of God, from which point? Because you receive Holy Spirit. Of course, receiving Holy Spirit is a part of the way you get into the salvation. Part of you yourself to be secure your salvation. But from where? When you yourself to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, wash away your sins. Now you, that time you belong to Christ. Now since you belong to Christ, then you are heir of eternity, the kingdom of God. Galatians mentioned that. So we belong to God when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, the moment. So baptism is a serving as us, serves us as a spiritual circumcision. Yeah, it is a circumcision. So without the circumcision, none of the people can be connected with Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse from 31. Behold, the day are coming, declared the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hands to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declared the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After these days, declared the Lord, I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 34, and they shall not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the last day, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declare the Lord. For I will forgive the iniquity and their sins. I will remember no more. So here the Jesus mentioned the old covenant will be removed. He will establish the new covenant. This new covenant is not by the hands. And this is what God prophesied. So this is come true when Jesus came to this world by the way of the baptism, by the his applies the blood to wash away our sins. So Colossians chapter 2, here what the Paul mentioned, the verse 11 and 12, it is his truly understanding of the circumcisions. This covenant is continued, not only the Old Testament, but New Testament time, under the grace of Jesus, continue on by the way of the having, by the way to be baptized. So this covenant is continued to go on to for our generation also. Okay, now go back to the outline. Stay too long. And chapter 2, chapter 2, we have to the title. I forgot. Be a complete man. You see the whole chapter 2. What is your best choice of word after that? Be a complete man in Christ. Because of the heresy, see that? You see the heresy coming in. So what the Apostle Paul mentioned that what you have to do, you know, you have to understand something, and also you have to your faith, you know, within the Christ, you have to root it down so that you can face to the coming of the heresy. So I think that's a picture. So be a complete man in Christ by, how about the root it down? Anyway, it's deep. Now you can choose. As long as the computer hook up to the PowerPoint and your master can choose. So I choose actually the chapter 2, verse 7, having been firmly rooted and now being, so that's, I pick up in my heart, it's picked up as the chapter to connect with the be a complete man. Rooted in Christ. Rooted in Jesus. Is that agree, everybody? Yeah, if you don't agree still, you know, she is the captain, so it's okay. Okay, chapter 3. Now I'll go to chapter 3. Chapter 3 also, be a complete man in Christ. Start reading there. Chapter 3, from the beginning, Paul mentioned that seeking the things above. What's in the second door, but what's in, what is in above? What you can find from above? Any brother side, what you can, seeking the things above, what is meaning things above, what you, how you define the things? What is the things? Yeah, kingdom of God. Yeah, it is. Kingdom of God. Seeking things above. It's the kingdom of God. It's wonderful. Yeah. It is the treasures, the wisdom, wisdom of God. Everything is there. And seeking things above. Seeking things God's business. Yeah. And how did the Lord's Prayer, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is heaven. We're seeking the God's kingdom, right? And once we're seeking things above first. So our prayer from the beginning, we do not seeking something for our own business, but actually our prayer is seeking things above. So Jesus mentioned it, right? Seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. Then He will provide us everything. So seeking things above, this is what our concern first. I have noticed that once, I'm sure because you can tell, once you get married, every day you look at your spouse, then about 10 years you look at each other, then end up you look like. I think it's true. But one thing doesn't change, I can tell. My wife and I, my eyes doesn't change. I'm still small, but she's bigger than me. Beside that, when I look at a whole face, it look alike, I feel. Yeah. Because we can feel it. When I look at her, she look at me. Yeah, it is. So whom we look at, our life, it's important. And also, once you're really interested about something, then no matter where you go, you're looking something that interest, because that's what you desire to seeking for. When one time we're working for there, that's a the there's a huge company that's drilling the oil, yeah. And so we went there about 5 o'clock. I drive to, that's the Cerritos, and we started cleaning up until about 2 o'clock. So there are office and factories and everything there. So once I started work there as a team to cleaning up and night cleaning. What my concern is, this side of the building, how long it takes to clean up, and then look at the carpet. Is that easy to cleaning up, or it's tough to cleaning up? And the surface, everything, you look at those things in your minds. Yeah, I can tell, because that's my job. So you're concerned about that. And one time I worked for the painting outside, and I, oh, look around this. You know, this it takes, you know, because it very once your interest is there, you can see your eyes very selectively look at those things. So if really seeking God, if you're really seeking God, then whatever we look around, we're looking for there is a God. Looking for something that related with the God, relate my heart, naturally. Yeah, that's, you know, when once you love someone, then no matter where you go, your heart is just that person in your mind. The same things. Yeah, same thing. Once we're seeking things above, once we're seeking God, then always that person and the things that were the interest always within us. So thing here, verse, keep seeking the things above where Christ is. If we're seeking things above where the Jesus Christ is there, you know, when the was Stephen, when he was stoned to death, he himself, when he preached the gospel, he can, when he preached the gospel, that's his kind of his people. And but they don't like to hear. They don't like to listen to his preachings. So they pick up the stone and they stone to him. But at that times, heaven was open, and let him see the throne of Jesus Christ. So let him see the glory of God. I think once we're seeking things above, we can forgive everything. That thing is, I learned that. How we can forgive. When we find out the God's will, when we can see God, at that time we can forgive other things. We can forgive other people. You know, when Jesus forgave all the people against him, and Stephen also, he also prayed for those who stoned him. And he can, because he's seeking things above. Many times our life, we're driven by our own emotions, our own natural, our feelings. Some people against us, then we feel right away, you know, feel angry. And because they're the human natures. But once we're seeking things above the nature, we can open our heart. And naturally, we can have a bigger heart and also humble heart. And that's... Let's talk too much for this side. I like the words here. The verse 2 says, set your mind on the things above. Set your mind. And the mind is, I think it's self-control. Everything comes from the self-control. Within the Lord Jesus Christ, if we do self-control, then we can stay in the truth. You know, we can stay in the truth. Because it seems like nobody can see our mind, right? When you have, say, inside have your evil, but outside smile, you can hide yourself. But to God, we cannot hide anything, sir. And if we truly our minds on the set things above, and then God truly bless us, then we do not what we love. It's important. Let's turn to 1 John since we are here. Then chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse from 15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him. 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also is lust, but the one who does the will of God abides forever. And here mentioned that do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him. Which means, if we love the world, then we cannot seek things above. Then we cannot set our mind on the things above naturally, because if we follow the world, what in our minds, right? So hopefully we should set our mind on the things above. But not things that belong to this world. After that, we can see the verse 1 to 5. We're doing the chapter 3. 1 to 4. Now we're going to the 1 to 5, verse 5 to verse 11. To 11 from the beginning of verse 5, so therefore consider the member of your earthly body as a death or immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, and which amount to idolatry. So if you're seeking for our desire, if seeking for following that our greedy heart, it's amount of idolatry, so we can say. It seems same thing like Old Testament, what Israelites did, the same thing. The 21st century, all the brothers and sisters, you and I, it's important that we do not, we do not follow these things. We do not put our body, ourselves, as a the debt to the immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and do not follow the greedy heart. It comes from the selfishness. It comes from the evil. So we have to control ourselves. There's one. The question is, you know, the how can we? Do you think it's right? Because you last time I mentioned that you have a gun, and but you have no money, so you passing by the bank, so you have a desire to have money, right? If you have it, and then you legally you obtain the gun. So, but you know, you cannot break into the, you know, the bank. You cannot steal the money. So because of that, you indirectly, you want to satisfy. So you want to practice how to do the robbery with your gun. So is that the justifies your actions? Because do you think you can justify that? No, I cannot justify. God knows what our heart is. God says, don't do it, and it's better not to do it. And that's what God's commands. There is no middle ground, so we can compromise the ways. So that's, we have to understand. Because nowadays, a lot of 21st century, really, a lot of problems in our life. I understand, all the minister mentioned about the, internet and cable TV, a lot of things. It's really tough. We can just, how we can fight for? If we, the Bible says, if your arms, fall, right? Then what are you going to do? Cut it. Yeah. If your legs cause you to fall and sin, then what do? Cut it means commitment. One of the one of our generations, the most difficult thing is, this is a symptom of addictions, actually. You know what? Yesterday there was a testimony, right? We had a Korean drama is really addicted. Yeah, really, really addicted. One time, my nephew, because it's a long time ago, he's in Dallas, and he told me that when he went to there, the Oceanside, he worked there, and when he came back, he has no TV, he just worked there, come home, he said he straightly, he pray, and he read the Bible, and then on the Saturday, Friday afternoon, he came back. And then we just having the youth class together. I can tell the spiritual feelings. It's amazing. But then you know what he and I would do with the weekends. I'm also let's rent it. The only two videotape. Okay, that's all. So but two rent it and watch. And then he suggests, Uncle, let's go out. And then I say, then, parents, then we just secretly go out, we get five more, okay? I hesitated. Yes, two, I think five is okay. It's a Saturday night, we finish the service, it's okay. So go, and then until 1, 2 o'clock, keep watching. I can't tell, it's a cycle. Once we watch all the things, and we will turn out to be a really empty heart ourselves. We can learn that. After, do you think after you watch five video, can you make a good prayer? Oh no, impossible. Your heart, your mind is a story, it's all the way. You know, it's there. Impossible to pray. Really. So I learned, this is really. Addictions. Once you, the little things coming in, but once you taste it, the moments we hooked it. Yeah. So progressive, I think process of progressive addiction, it really, really hurts us. Really. We have to cut it. One time, I liked the soccer games. So finally, I find out that the internet, the streaming way to, you know, the show that, and the because I liked the England, the primary league, that, you know, the soccer, the very fast games. It's different than South America. It's different than Spain. It's they're different, the soccer. So I like that they're playing game. I find it, you know. The Google is, I appreciate Google, and I just find it, you know, this site. And then I install the programs. Oh, well, I just only watch one game, You know, one game is 45 minutes, plus there's a meet, you know, it's more than 1.5 hours. Once you watch them, I want to watch the second game too. Really, that feeling can tell. So addictions. Well, the problem is nowadays addictions. This kind of like immorality, impurity, and passions, it's greedy. Because the thing is, we cannot control. If we cannot control, it's deleted. I learned that app, you say, uninstall it. Once uninstall it and go into the download, you know, the download the program, delete them all too. Yeah, not only uninstall the game, but delete that one too. Of course, we have to continue to strive hard to pray to God, help us. We cannot just with that way. We have to also to seeking the time to wisely for the right purpose. Otherwise, so think, when I learned here, seeking the things above, it's not just seeking things above, so seeking something fine, the constructive way, that we can switch with something that the unconstructive one to exchange with it. So make us be constructive way. Yeah, we can. The previous class, the Romans mentioned it, right? We can oppress, but at the same time, we through the by the helping of the Holy Spirit, we can cleanse ourselves. But we have to put it there, something, the holy ones. Otherwise, still possible that other things coming in, which is not a proper one can coming in. So that's how we can help ourselves. And we're still there. And then look at the passage after that. 5 to 11. Anyway, in there we have a scene that verse 9. Verse 8, it mentioned that put them all aside, which is take it out, right? Take it out. We put them all, anger, wrath, and malice, slanders, and abusive speech from your mouth. So all these things, this is talking about the put them all aside means commit yourself, determine yourself, let these things is evil. You know that this is no compromise. Once it coming in, right away, cut it away. That's what it is. So put away. And then verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practice. And then verse 10. This is a way to, now you put it away, all these things, and then put on the new self, which is being renewed to the true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Many times I go other place, I try do my best to save the clothes, so that do not do the laundry. You know, once, of course, if you bring the big bag, you know, a lot of clothes, then it's okay. But I have to train myself, and we go to, you know, other place, and we always bring the, you know, that one luggage, and then my Bible bags. So 1 week, 2 weeks, then. That's my tactics. That's my tactic. Was some minutes they wear it and right away they wash, but I'm lazy. It's better to put it on, not to take it out. It's better. So I keep it that way for, like, you know, 3 days. You know, bear with it, you know, bear with it. So, but once, you know, have you ever experienced when you sweaty one, you take it out, you shower and put on the new one, so crispy? If you don't have, if you put every day change it, you don't have that experience. But me, I really appreciate it. The same thing. So old one, it once you put all the, our neck, the things that we have stick to us too long. It's dirty and it's smelly. Take it out. Especially we wash, especially you shower, right? Once we shower, put on the old one again. Then what is the purpose of shower? There's no purpose on it, right? So once we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, take away all the things. That's what our God expects from us. Take it away. Yeah. And then put on the new self. We can say put on the new self. Yeah. The one we come out from the water. The new ones. Just like the one who is at the Naaman came out from the Jordan River. They have it just skin like, you know, like a baby's. The feeling, you know. Newness, because new self to turn out to be. So put on the, but it doesn't mean that I'm dirty, you know. I try to do my best to clean myself. Yeah. Don't be afraid to come to, you know, close. It's okay. Anyway, so put on the new self, who is being renewed, the true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. So, you know, we can have this once. And from verse 12 to 17, 12 to 17, you mentioned about the putting on. It is a putting on now. This is the image of the new self. Put on these things. Here mentioned the put on the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. It is really wonderful things. If we have this, holy and beloved, put on the heart of compassion. What is a compassion? If we do compassion, it's too long. Okay. Compassion, you know, right? When you have a person need a help, your heart is connected. You know, it's not just something, you know, your coin just toss into the person. It's not a compassion. Compassion is more than that. Your heart is attached. You know, Good Samaritans, how he helped the person that when he passing by? Because that person is in need. Because that person is about to die. If I passing by this person might die. So I am the one close to him to help him put on the oil and bring him to let him to recover. This is against the heart of compassion, sir. If we continue to do that, I think we cannot make even chapter 3 the title here. And then chapter 3 verse 18 on here, it's issue about the love. It's issue about the love. Love is love your neighbor, love your God, and love your neighbors. Love your God, love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah, and this is the message here. Pretty much here mentioned about the relationship between a husband and wife, and also as a master. And as a servant, the relationship. So it's a whole together. We can say it's a love your neighbor with the love of Christ. We can say, yeah. I really thank you so much. You know, PowerPoint is really helpful. So we got the Colossians chapter 3. Be a complete man in Christ by what then now? This much we explain that. What is it? Chapter 3. If next time I'll see you, I'll buy the candy bars. Really, thank you so much. Be a complete man in Christ by what then? By seeking things above is okay. Well, I just suggest you, because do you have any idea? By seeking things above, by setting your mind on the things above, or anybody disagree? If you do disagree, raise your hands. Then. All TGC always in unanimous decision. This is not a communism. You have a right to say no. You know. Okay, then. So be a complete man in Christ by seeking things above. So it makes sense, maybe. Yeah, that it makes sense. That we go to the chapter 4 then. Chapter 4, verse 1, I think it's taken by the chapter 3. So we can start from chapter 2. What did I say? Taken by the chapter 3. Now chapter 4 from verse 2. Yeah. And devote yourself to pray. So be a complete, chapter 4, be a complete man in Christ. Because from verse 7 all the way down to 18, do you know how many people he introduced? So many people. I have to look it up. But for me, I find about 10 of them. So I listed 10 of them, man. So from verse 7 till 18, as a, just one separate sections, as a conclusions, we can say, as a, this is a, as a final conclusion section. So Colossians chapter 4 is verse 2 to verse 6, and this is the sections. Prayer, devote yourself to pray, keeping alert in it, with the attitude of thanksgiving. Prayer is important. You and I keep praying, right? We're praying to God. But end up, we can say thank to God. Also, heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is come from the understanding of God's grace. But the word, the understanding of God's grace has come from the faith. Because if you have a faith, you know everything has come from God. That means you understand God's grace. So once we reach out our faith to understand His grace, know how to say thank to God, that means we are quite mature. We can say quite mature. You're talking about the mature Christians. Yeah. Mature Christians' way to pray to God is thank to the Lord. So, you know, we say the grace, right? Before the meal. It is wonderful that God gave us a meal. And somebody cook for us instead of we cook, and also let us to eat because we have a desire to eat. And of course, if you do fast, then you have to skip it. But if you don't, then it's wonderful that we can eat it. And also, our body is so healthy enough to digest it. Of course, if you have a constipation, then it's another trouble. But once you keep digesting, you know, it goes to the, you know, all the nutrition goes to your body, let you sustain your life. It is wonderful. You know, once you go to, and anybody is a nurse here? Wow, I can tell. Nursing or doctors in the hospital, I can tell, really stressful job. I really admire, they really help the people. Once I go, you know, sometimes I go because the church member there, and I go there, see there. When I look at the people, I already stressed. And the people, a lot of, you know, those things that connect to their body, they cannot feel it. They cannot eat this way we eat it. How wonderful that we know God gave us this wonderful blessing. That's why I say the grace. It is wonderful. Truly from our heart, we can thank to God. Let us have this peaceful life and also give us this wonderful meal. Give us a day. It is wonderful. And so, devote ourselves to pray. You know, the prayer is like it's breathing, right? It's kind of breathing. If we continue to breathe, our life is always healthy. Yeah. always healthy. But if we stop breathing, then stop your life and my life. So Satan always asks us, it's okay, don't breathe. You can breathe with the word, not with your spirit. You can choose. Make yourself more excitement once you breathe with the word, you know, out there. So we do not follow the temptation of desire of a flesh, but we follow the desire of the Holy Spirit. So devote ourselves to pray. And keeping alert in it with the attitude of thanksgiving. You're telling us how this is the way we can be a complete in Christians, complete man in Christ. And also verse 3, praying at the same time for us as well, that God may open up the door for the words. They're talking about the evangelism, and we pray to God, help us to open the way of evangelism. We have a truth. You know, because once you go out, if you have a chance, you can check all the other denomination truth and compare with the truth of your church. You can see how our truth, our 10 basic beliefs, and how 5 basic doctrines, how great it is. Even you mentioned the Holy Communion. When I studied the Holy Communion, it is wonderful. It seems like little things, but it is a great truth. It we have this truth. It is wonderful. And the baptism, we according to the scriptures. You can go out to see how many church really followed according to scriptures. We receive Holy Spirit. You can find that, of course, the Pentecostal churches, some of them have a Holy Spirit like us. But actually, many of them, actually, other spirit. They receive other spirit. We can, I don't want to judge, but we know, I have a sin the case. They say, but it is not the same spirit that we have. I can tell. Wonderful that we have a Holy Spirit with us. This is a true church. We have this truth. But we cannot enjoy ourselves on. We have to preach the gospel. Then, God has to work with us. No matter how many kind of activity we provided, no matter, you know, how many kind of entertainment people bring into the church, it doesn't work. The only way we can approach to them is the truth with authority and the true power of the Holy Spirit. All the brothers and sisters, you and I, we have to awake ourselves. It's not only just we're seeking for the word, but we're seeking for the end day, especially toward the end day, we have to focus on the preaching the gospel. That we have to pray first. We have to receive the power from above. Holy Spirit will give us the power. And when we preach, the power can see, other people can see it. You know, just Elijah, when he prayed to God, and the fires come down from heaven, and everybody can see, then everybody can say, wow, God is our God. The Lord is our God. Very convinced. We have to pray to God. God can help us. Give us the powers. This is the prayer. Chapter 4 is be a complete man in Christ with a prayer, you can see. Pray in silence.